There are plenty of films about veterans returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but very few are actually made by veterans. That's what motivated the producers of an online digital documentary series called In Their Boots. It features the work of five filmmakers, all veterans. Reporter Gloria Hillard met up with two of them in Los Angeles as they put the finishing touches on their stories.
In a darkened edit room, a film rolls on two monitors.
And I was a sergeant. We were all 25 and went to Iraq.
Watching over the editor's shoulder is the film's producer and director, former Marine Sergeant Clint Van Winkle. Everything about him says Marine, the buzz cut, the intense concentration. For weeks now, the voices of his war buddies and the images of combat have replayed in front of him.
That was one of the bloodiest battles of the Iraq War. Taking an emotional toll on me doing this project. Thinking about, putting myself back into the war again.
The title of his documentary is called The Guilt. With Van Winkle behind the camera, he and two of his friends revisited their most harrowing memories of combat and coming home. In this scene, a friend recalls the funeral of a fallen Marine.
The only thing they were able to recover was a dog tag. Had to give that to his wife. But when I went to hand it to her, his mom also put out her hand.
We've had so many other people trying to tell our stories. As a veteran, I think it's our job to try to help people understand,
That's what inspired Richard Ray Perez, the executive producer of the project, to allow veterans to tell their own stories unfiltered.
And at the same time, allow veterans who are interested in filmmaking to have that opportunity to become filmmakers.
Former Army Sergeant Tristan Dyer had thought of becoming a filmmaker in high school, but then came graduation and a change of plans. He and a number of other friends, including his best friend, enlisted.
And that summer was like the summer of goodbyes, kind of, for the neighborhood, Each week it seemed like another kid was leaving.
And then there was the summer of coming home. His best friend got out just before he did. They spoke on the phone a few times.
I don't know what transpired or what I didn't even know about was going on. And he overdosed.
Others, he says, died in drunk driving accidents. Not surprisingly, his documentary, Enduring Erebus, deals with substance abuse among veterans. Four veterans, three men and a woman, provide the narrative to his film.
Within 3 months of being home, I started self-medicating. I was having nightmares and...
On the screen, in stop-motion animation, is a figure made of twisted wire dragging itself out of bed and across a small room.
A common theme among the people in my film is that they can't sleep very well.
You never see their faces, but the stories they openly share with the filmmaker, the memories of war behind their insomnia and addiction, are brutally honest and sometimes hard to hear.
Our team went out to secure the area, and there was a mother in the field, and she was picking up the pieces of three of her children.
Dyer says he's not plagued by the same demons as the veterans in his film, but he feels a responsibility to them.
There are other stories I'd like to tell for sure, and they are dealing with the military experience.
As with the other veteran filmmakers, Dyer's experience of war has informed his creative expression and his desire to get it right.
I hope they're proud of what I've done,
The documentary series Operation In Their Boots will premiere online in November. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.